Hello, y'all. This is Isaac Dame with Hour to Kill. I am substituting right now for What a Wonderful World by Ella. There's going to be a lot of subs today. There's already been a couple subs. Just get used to it. Come with the ride. I know this is usually an hour with a lot of 60s and 70s stuff, but today I'm gonna play some early 2000s indie rock. Just a little tour of what the sort of music scene was, and I think I'm gonna have a good time. Whether y'all do, I can't really determine. But first up, I'll just let it play. This time of night I could call you up. I get angry with athletic ease, break common laws and twos and threes. If I die clutching your photograph, don't call me boring, it's just cause I like you. Oh, take me on back and take me back to the place where I could feel your heart. Is this the end or just the start of something?
to.
Those last couple songs were The Start of Something by Voxtrot, I Can't Win by The Strokes, and Andy, You're a Star by The Killers. You know, some bops. Andy, You're a Star is a really interesting song to me. Not one of the biggest songs off that album, of course, because there is some big hits off Hot Fuss. But it's a very... I think just the topic of it is very interesting for Brandon Flowers, because it's a very gay song. But to me, at least, it doesn't feel like it's written in a very... Like, Brandon Flowers is not someone who is really, as far as I'm aware, basically outside of this song and maybe a couple others, even hinted at being anything other than just, like, a straight white guy. Like, I don't know why white played into it, but a straight guy. So that topic, well, I don't know whether it's just, like, explorative for him. I don't know. But it's just really interesting to me that that just kind of sneaks into that album. Interesting, too, because that album has a few songs, I'm forgetting off the top of my head, but there's a few kind of chopped up across the track list, but they do kind of come together to tell some little story about, like, a man killing his girlfriend. So maybe there's some, I don't know. Basically, Hot Fuss has more going on than just some hit songs, and I think that's kind of interesting. Anyway, let's see, 11:15. Up next, we got Marty Bum by Arctic Monkeys and a couple other British bands. After that, transitioning from the American bands that wanted to sound British to the actual Brits. Let's get into it.
you're frowning, it's like looking down the barrel of a gun and it goes off. And how come all these words? Oh, there's a very pleasant side to you, a side I much prefer. It's one verse. Laughs and jokes around. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. And yeah, I'm sorry I was late, but I missed the train. To get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on.
just jumping in real quick to say, first of all, that was Death on the Stairs by the Libertines. But next up, not that, of course, the overall running theme is all early 2000s indie rock, but from this point on, we've kind of passed the point of it just being straight up, just fun songs. I don't know if bangers quite fits. Just a lot of fun songs so far. Everything after this can still be, like, obviously good to listen to, or might be pretty upbeat, but might be tonally just a little different. Don't think that'll be a problem for anybody, but I don't know. I kind of just wanted to note it. Anyway, this is This Modern Love, Block Party. one of my absolute favorite songs ever. Just wanted to take a moment to give a quick shout out to Matt Tong, who is the former drummer for Bloc Party. Obviously, there's lots of great drummers all time, but I'm not someone who's always able to take note of that. And Bloc Party, at least, especially on Silent Alarm, that first album, there's very few other times where I'm listening to something and I can so clearly see not just how much the drummer's doing, because obviously the drummer is always important, but I don't know. He's just fantastic. Listen to that song. He's just fantastic. Everything he's doing in the background, to like, a lot of the time if you're going to fill noise in the background of a track, it seems like bands, obviously you're going to go to guitar, reverb, whatever, but he's just drumming. He's just, I don't know, maybe not that interesting of a point. Maybe it's kind of revealing how little I know about making music, but really like Matt Tong. Shout out Matt Tong. Shout out Bloc Party. Anyway, up next is, actually, before I do that, real quick, I just wanted to note, if you love keeping this station freeform, supporting community radio, please consider donating to the 2022 donations drive. If you'd like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu, under designation, select arts, sciences, and engineering, then other, then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for keeping us freeform. Yeah, if you like that, we can be freeform, play whatever. Donate. It'd be appreciated. Anyway, here's one of the biggest bands of all time, Radiohead. You've definitely heard of them before. It's 2 plus 2 equals 5. Not sure about his math there, actually. I think he might have made a slight rounding error or something. Anyway.
You can scream.
That was Are You a Hypnotist? The Flaming Lips. An incredible, incredible song. Putting a couple of more electronic-inspired, or basically electronic songs together. And, yeah. Are You a Hypnotist? Really incredible song. We got some really good songs today, folks. At least in my opinion. Hopefully you agree. Just gonna inform you, though, of some numbers to think about. For you to think about, to chew on. Numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of the planet's prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Just some educating going on. Up next is Queens of the Stone Age, which is kind of different from the other things I've played so far and will play after. Because out of that whole, I don't know what the right word is, like desert rock scene that's a little more classic rock inspired, I don't tend to like a lot of it. Except for Queens of the Stone Age. They're like a one exception. And I guess also at this moment where I'm just kind of talking, this is what I do maybe more often when I'm not subbing, is I'll just talk and talk and talk. But just shout out to the White Stripes and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, because they were the two other bands that I was like, I should include something. That would be a more complete picture, but didn't really make the cut for time. But yeah, lots of good bands from this time period. I feel like not always given the appreciation it deserves. Anyway, we got another love song, and then the end of it is a little like radio skit that I think transitions nicely into the next song after that. So yeah, I'll see you in a few minutes.
This is WOMB, The Womb. And if you, my pets, learn to listen, I'll let you crawl back in. Here is something you should drop to your knees for and worship. But you're too stupid to realize yourselves.
All around.
That was PDA by Interpol off Turn On the Bright Lights. I can talk about that album for hours, but I don't have hours. I have 14 more minutes, which means I'm just going to move things very quickly along to the next band, Austin, hailing from Austin, Texas, Spoon, Me and the Bean, off the album Girls Can Tell, Me and the Bean, Spoon. Said it like 3 times. Let's go. We're reaching the point in the show with about 9-10 minutes left where you have to start looking to the future, looking at what's next, just so y'all are informed. Normally up next would be the morning show, but today is a day filled with substitutions, so I think Steven will cover that one. And I want to give a quick shout out later today to shows that, as far as I'm aware, don't have subs that are hosted by my friends. At 3 p.m. you can listen to Silly Music from the Pleasure Boat with Spencer. He describes it as insane tracks for the masses. Most of the stuff he plays, I don't know beforehand. He draws from a much wider pool than I do. So that's really interesting always, because you're going to hear something new. And then later tonight, again, not totally sure about whether these are going to get subs or not, but 11 p.m., if you want to listen to Andres Late Night Delights, Andres, he'll play you some rap. He'll probably play mostly rap, but he might sprinkle in some, I don't know, some hyperpop, some vaporwave, some electronica. So you never know what you're going to get here with some Freeform Radio. Anyway, just to close out the show, I had a couple more songs in a pretty similar vein to each other. Death Cab for Cutie and Rilo Kiley. I love pretty much every band that I played today, and I love these two. This is just a little period of time in music that I really like. It's interesting looking at everything listed in front of me. A lot of these came out either a couple months before or after I was born, which is kind of crazy for me to think about, and it's probably kind of crazy for some of y'all. But yeah, just a couple more songs here, and then I hand the mic off. This is Title and Registration, Death Cab for Cutie.
Sun on your face. All the immediate unknowns are better than knowing this tired and lonely fate. Does he love you? Does he love you? Will he hold your tiny face in his hands? I guess he